I'm Leo Sidran with The Art of the Story. Everyone has a secret. For years, my friend Heather Amy O'Neill and I talked about writing, creativity, family, ambition, and the challenge of making art while living a seemingly ordinary life. She was a teacher, an editor, and a writing coach, helping other writers find their voices. What I didn't know was that she was also, quietly, writing a novel of her own, not telling her students, not telling most of her friends, not even telling me. When The Irish Goodbye was published last year, it became one of the most celebrated debut novels of the year, earning a Read with Jenna selection and introducing readers to a moving story about grief, family, and three sisters trying to make sense of a shared loss. When I sat down with Heather recently for the Third Story podcast, I was as interested in the years leading up to the novel's existence as I was about the book itself.
You know, on one hand, I think, how is it that I didn't share this? And on the other hand, I think, of course I shared it, but I must not have. Certainly you would have known, you would have remembered. It wouldn't be something that you would have forgotten. I do tend to be a very private person. Maybe private isn't the word. I don't know. I think like you, actually, I tend to be more interested in other people, you know, than like really, really sharing stuff about myself. And whether that's a defense mechanism of some sort, or I think it's probably like a combination, right? And I have always struggled to feel comfortable talking about myself. I feel much more comfortable talking to other people about themselves. So that's been like a huge shift. I was surprised to find out how many people did not know I was writing a book. Like, maybe there's a part of me that wasn't talking about it that much because I wanted to see what would happen with it. There's a vulnerability to admitting that you're trying something. It's much safer to hide behind the kind of mask of I help other people, right? And I had tried to write novels before and have like my own unique experience of why that they didn't work out. And I was afraid of failure. I always had this kind of, you know, as my editing and teaching career was becoming more and more successful, and I was working with such extraordinary writers, I would think to myself, why can't you just be happy with this? Mm-hmm. Why can't you just be happy with this? This is going so well. You're doing so great. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't. There was this part of me that just like ached to do this other thing. And it was a real burden, you know. I mean, it was a burden that kept me going.
Kept you going while you were writing.
Yeah, you know. I mean, I've heard this before that the only thing that can make a writer more miserable than writing is not writing. Mm-hmm. But I, you know, but going back to The Irish Goodbye, I began wanting to write about grief, but the more I was writing it, the more I began to see I am writing about the journey of these three women trying to live an authentic life. And that has been a journey of my own. And I do feel much more comfortable in that. But it took me a long time to get there.
Visit wbgo.org/studios to listen to my full Third Story podcast conversation with Heather Amy O'Neill. I'm Leo Sidran, WBGO News.